playing in the Big East, obviously, we look at the 11 teams making it. And as a result of being in the conference, you've beaten a number two seed, two number three seeds, a number five seed, a lot of nice wins on the resume, some losses to some of those teams as well. But that's the kind of thing that people expect to make you tournament tested, just battling in that league.
It's the ultimate grind in our profession, I believe. Every coach would tell you the same thing, that their league is the best, and every coach has that right. I just think that when you look at the depth of the teams in our league, and then you look at the depth of the talent on each of those teams in our league, that's why it's hard to argue statistically we're not the best league in the country. And we do have some good wins, and we definitely have some games that we should have won or that we should not have lost, however you want to look at it. But part of that is just, it's just the grind of what you do in our league. And I told somebody this yesterday, it's a grind physically for any coach, for any team. You know, we're one of two teams that play 18-week games, but the other part of it is, it's probably emotionally and mentally more of a grind than it is physically. You know, our guys are in great condition, so physically they've adapted to all that's going on. But the emotions and the mental strain that goes into that 100-day period is arguably as tough as any in the country.